Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
They don't want to get involved in mailing it in. Welcome to the afternoon All Local. I'm Austin York. And the United States Supreme Court today decided not to step into the controversy over mail-in voting in Texas.
Without comment, the High Court let stand a ruling by the Fifth Circuit that basically upholds the Texas law. And that law says anyone over 65 has a right to mail in a ballot. Anyone under 65 has to have a good excuse.
The Supreme Court didn't want to hear the decision. Basically, they're saying they're going to leave the Fifth Circuit's decision in place. That's what the denial of cert means. And essentially, the Fifth Circuit has said, we're going with what the legislature has established.
UNT Dallas Law Professor Brian Owsley. When it reviewed the case, the Fifth Circuit admitted the mail-in voting law does discriminate against those under 65, but also concluded it does not obstruct a person's right to vote, though it may make it more difficult. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
All sides have now rested in Jerry Elder's capital murder trial. He's accused of wounding a police officer before killing Robin Waddell. The defense called Waddell's neighbor, Aaron Neal, on April 14, 2021. Neal had heard about the shooting and stumbled on a woman who happened to be with Elders at the time. She was trying to get a ride. Neal drove her to the police.
But that's where he took the woman and dropped her off at the officers.
Yes.
Did the officer seem interested to talk to her?
It did.
The defense is trying to show others besides Elders could have been behind the murder of Waddell. Closing arguments will happen Thursday morning. This week, prosecutors across North Texas are calling attention to the reason for their work. They're marking National Crime Victims' Rights Week.
Prosecutors here in Tarrant County are sitting out wreaths at each criminal courthouse to show support for crime victims. Assistant DA Rob Catalano says victims have to answer police questions, then testify in court in front of 12 strangers.
It's intimidating. Then they have to endure legal questioning from trained attorneys on both sides, with people in the gallery watching, and in some cases, the media taking down their every word.
So Tarrant County Judge Tim O'Hare says they also want to recognize nonprofits that help victims long term, because even with a guilty verdict, they might wind up going through appeals, question whether a sentence is enough, or worry if the other person will get out on parole.
In the words of Fred Rogers, and I think we need a little more Mr. Rogers today in this world, and I remember this from when he used to say this, when I was a boy and I would see scary things in the news, my mother would say to me, look for the helpers. You will always find people who are helping.
He says prosecutors provide a voice for people who would have no voice. In downtown Fort Worth, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Early voting started today in local elections, and as KRLD's Andrew Greenstein finds, one local school district has a major bond package on the ballot.
The Mansfield ISD is asking voters to approve five bond measures totaling $777 million. The biggest one is nearly $585 million for school renovations and purchases, things like new HVAC systems and new school buses. They're also asking for more than $50 million for football stadium renovations and $4 million for smart boards to replace overhead projectors and digital signage. The school district says all these would be paid for without an increase in the property tax rate. Nonetheless, state law requires the words, "This is a property tax increase," to be included in the ballot language. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Two of the best teams in baseball go at it in Atlanta over the weekend. The Rangers managed to get one victory.
The Rangers rallied from behind to get a 6-4 win Sunday over the Braves. Texas got a four spot in the fourth inning to take the lead for good, but were it not for Michael Lorenzen, the Rangers may not have had that chance, according to Andrew Kisner postgame.
You know, they got a good swing off on us, but I thought the majority of the night we were making pitches when we needed to and battling, and I thought he did just fantastic.
Kisner hit a three-run jack to give Texas the lead for good, but Lorenzen pitched six full innings Sunday, giving up three runs on three hits, but striking out seven. The Rangers are back in action Tuesday when they host the Mariners. First pitch comes tomorrow at 7:05 p.m. Ross Levinsky, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Stars are the number one seed in the West, and their quest to hoist the Stanley Cup starts tonight. And their first-round challenge will be a tough one. They're going to be taking on the defending champions, the Vegas Golden Knights. The Knights knocked the Stars out of the playoffs last season in the Western Conference Finals in six games. But head coach Pete DeBoer says they're a much different team this season.
We're a better team. But, again, it's because of our depth. We talked to here at length over the last 2 months. I mean, it was 12 months ago we were described as a one-line team, and essentially we probably were.
Stars have had trouble with the Knights this season, though. They lost all three times they played them. The NFL draft starts Thursday, and the Cowboys have the 24th pick. They've been extra quiet this offseason, even for them, and a lot has been made about the fact that they've not been able to work out an extension for quarterback Dak Prescott. Number four says he's not too concerned.
Honestly, I'm focused on the moment, on the now. The talks begin and real talks get to happen. Sure, we can talk about getting that done. But in this case right now, honestly, I'm worried about just getting better, being better tomorrow than I am at this moment. So leaving that up to my agent and Jerry at this point. And when those talks begin, I'll be more involved, obviously. So,
NFL Hall of Famer Troy Aikman says Cowboys have in many ways gotten unfairly criticized because they're the Cowboys and haven't won the Super Bowl in a while.
I just know that the people in the building want to win more than anyone outside the building. You know, I do know that. And people are passionate, and I understand that as well. But, you know, I do believe that whatever the decisions are that are made or how a team performs is they're doing everything they can to play their best.
Cowboys are looking to draft a center, a tackle, and a running back. With your afternoon All Local, I'm Austin York.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.